know that feeling when you roll down your window, or you're on the back of a motorbike, riding through the seeming infinity of the desert, and you just want to throw your arms in the air, make love to the glimpse of freedom you just tasted. Music blasting, hair dancing in the wind, the moon smiling at you on the horizon. Sunset, freedom, lust for life, a mental screenshot of a moment you never want to end. That's the taste of turning vision into reality.
Welcome to the open road. Welcome to the Wild, Sexy, Abundant podcast. Welcome home. My name is Christina. I'm a women's empowerment advocate, content creator, and part-time fashionista. And I'm on a mission to help women turn their wildest dreams into reality, not by trying to cosplay men, but by embracing their most wild, sexy, abundant selves and their natural feminine qualities. This podcast is where Delulu women like you and me gather to have the conversations that can only be understood by a fellow dreamer. It's the space that helps you keep doing the crazy thing when the world tells you to slow down and settle. This is the space where you're not told to be realistic, but to dream even bigger. The space that reminds you that it's okay not to settle for good when you want great. And that it's not crazy to follow your wildest dreams, but it's crazy not to. After all, we've only got one life to live. May it be one we're proud of and wildly fulfilled by. A life where we don't say later, but turn vision into motion now. This is your call to step into your next era. What if you lived as if you had already died and got another shot? What would you do differently? How would you live? What would you no longer be available for? Enter the portal that makes you feel like anything is possible. And let's take a walk on the wild side. Hello and welcome or welcome back to the Wild, Sexy, Abundant podcast. I'm so excited that you're here. And today I've got a really juicy episode for you. Let's dive in.
Okay, so let's talk about something. I'm, by the way, getting ready as we're talking, just letting this be easy and sharing what I have to share, what I have to say. And what I have to say to you today is find pleasure in people finding you too expensive. And, you know, we can even stretch that, we can even expand that in the direction of, you know, dating, for example, or friendships or whatever. Like, find pleasure in your standards being too high for others. Because there is so much pleasure in that. And it has nothing to do, I know somebody needs to hear this, it has nothing to do with, like, I am better than you or anything. It's more just like the peace, the heartfelt peace of, then we're not a match, then we're not a fit, then this is not the collab either of us. Sorry, little burp I just ate. This is not the collab either of us should be in. And that's beautiful, right? That's beautiful closure. And I mean, I see this particularly in business because I support a lot of female entrepreneurs. And I mean, you know, most of my one-to-one clients, they don't really get that anymore because they're like further on in their business. And, you know, they have found a lot of pleasure in this. But a lot of the more, let's say, early stage entrepreneurs, they can often feel like they have to accommodate other people's financial realities, desires, I would say limitations, limiting beliefs. And they feel like they need, so to speak, like the approval from the outside that they are in demand, that their business is working, right? It's kind of like, yeah, maybe you don't have so many clients yet. And you feel like you need more clients. You should have more clients. For your business to grow, there need to be more clients. And the quote-unquote problem I have seen a lot is that then people will start to take on clients that are not a fit. They will discount their prices and tell themselves beautiful stories around how that's the aligned move in this scenario. It's usually a lie and it backfires because then you settle for clients, you settle for prices that are below the standard you have set for yourself, and you are getting less money than you know you should be getting in return of what you're offering to the person. But yeah, like most people, especially in the early stages, they kind of feel like, but like, I need the client. Like, I want the client. This is, by the way, also a thing. Like, a lot of people tell themselves, but like, I really love this person. I want them to work with me. They're the perfect fit. They just don't have the money. They're not the perfect fit, in my opinion, if they don't have the money. Your perfect fit client, your dream client, they also have the money. And if they don't have the money, they'll come up with the money. Like, period. Don't make so many excuses for other people. And that's the whole point, right? Like, stop making excuses for other people. And instead, find pleasure in realizing this is not the life I have chosen for myself. This is not the life I am choosing for myself. This is not the price point I have set for myself. This is not the height of the bar that I put up, right? And yeah, we can get into this weird energy where we feel like we have to make shit happen like for other people, but the truth is we don't. Like, we need to do what we need to do, and I personally don't think that we ever really need to downgrade our bar to support somebody else. And as always, this is a nuanced conversation. Like, if you've been here for a while, like, you know I like to do good shit for other people. I like to share my blessings, like all the things, but there's just a huge difference. And in my experience, it takes a while to really understand this, because like, first you need to get on the other side of this, that we are not doing people a favor by giving discounts, by making things cheaper. But if you still feel, oh, like this coach or this person is so nice that they're giving me a discount, you probably didn't get it yet. You know what I mean? And it's hard to explain because, like I said, I feel like you have to be on the other side to get it. But yeah, long story short, I think there's absolute pleasure in realizing that somebody just said no because they felt like what you offer was too expensive for them, was not the money they were willing or able to spend in that moment. And the reason I'm recording this, the reason I felt inspired to share this, and I know you always love personal stories, was that I have lately found like this next level of peace when people, you know, send me a message and ask to work with me, and there is a situation a little bit like this, right? Or even, let me put this differently, because that's not even true. The exact situation referring to right now is this morning, somebody sent me an inquiry about working together, and I told her, like, you know, basically the facts, the hard facts, the pricing, etc. And I felt such an insane level of you take it or you leave it. Like, because literally, like, you take it or you leave it, you know? Like, I know what I have to offer. I know what I'm capable of. I know with you reaching out to me, you know that, you know, my work is extraordinary. And yeah, like, if you want to plug into that, that costs what it costs. And that is that. That is that. And it's not even like, you know, I know for some people, this sounds super harsh, because, you know, they feel like they still have to accommodate to other people's needs. But it's just truly this like peaceful, almost pleasureful, like, if for whichever reason this ain't for you, that's absolutely fine. But like, I know who I am. I know what I do. I know how unique and extraordinary my work is. I know the quality, the level of my work. And if you want to come along, if you want to be on that same vibe, it would be my absolute pleasure to support you. If you don't, then you don't. Then you don't. Literally, that's it. Says that. Yeah, and I just felt like reminding you of this, because like I said, I see too many people feeling almost dependent on that next client. And like, look, you are Never, ever, 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 ever dependent on a single person signing up to work with you, buying your product, buying your offer. I know it can feel that way because you need money, you need to pay rent next month, you need to go to the grocery store and buy food, and you don't know yet how you're going to afford that. I get it. It can feel like that, but no single client is your source for that money, you know? There will always be another client. There will always be another opportunity. That's the mindset we want to be in. That's the knowing we want to be in. And in my experience, the problem is the more we don't do that, the more we settle and we're just like, okay, but like, I really need this right now. The longer it takes for us to step out of that spiral. So on a very practical level, I mean, this is energetic, but this is also very practical. Imagine you are taking on then a client with like a discounted rate. You're still, unless you come up with a different offer that includes less things, depending what you do obviously in your business, you're still gonna give away that same kind of capacity, that same volume of capacity to that client, but you are not getting the return that you decided you were supposed to receive for that. And you still sold the capacity that would have had another financial return. You know what I mean? And so imagine you do that 3 times. At this point, we're talking about a whole different number. And even with just one, you know, that's just the start. That's just the baseline. Like, you are still giving what you're giving. You're just getting less in return. Like, is that what you want? And I think in most cases, this is not what we want. And like I said earlier, like, we just come up with beautiful stories, or they're not actually beautiful, but we make them sound nice and reasonable. So our small self has like a reason to go for it, instead of us expanding and stretching and practicing faith and knowing that there will be something more aligned coming up, that, you know, this is not the provision we've prayed for. You know what I mean? Like, if I get something that's not quite it, then I know there's something better coming. I know it, I know it, I know it, I know it. But if I say yes, I might not have capacity to receive that anymore, right? Because like, I've literally given away my time, maybe. And then I don't have the time anymore. But yeah, man, there's so much we could say about this. There's so much we could discuss. At the end of the day, I hope that this episode did inspire you into finding joy and just saying, hey, this is not a fit, this is not a match. Like, it costs what it costs. It's actually cheap. It's actually cheap. It's actually a steal based on what you're getting. Like, I know the power of this, and I know who I am. I know all the things about, you know, this offer, the transformation, like, whatever. And yeah, this is the price for it. If you're in, amazing. If you're not in, all right, maybe at a later point, maybe never, who knows, all is well. But I'm not going to say yes. I'm not going to lower my standards to accommodate the lower standards of somebody else. And like I said, you can literally apply this to anything, anywhere in life, because yeah, this is literally what we do all the time, unfortunately, that we set our standard. And maybe we even create affirmations for ourselves, you know, I am the woman that men treat me this way, my partner treats me that way. But as soon as we are not receiving that on the outside, we actually lower the standard and settle for something less. And that is not what we are here for. I repeat, that is not what we are here for. And I have found it becomes so much harder to receive what we truly desire if we let something else that's not truly it fill up the space. And like I said, at the end of the day, this is completely neutral. This is completely neutral. It's just a, hey, this doesn't go together. This does not work. All right, move on. There will be another client. There will be hundreds and thousands of more aligned clients. And that is it. So like I said, I hope that this little pep talk inspired you, expanded you, helped you realize where maybe you were still settling, you were raising your bar, but then lowering it 5 seconds after when there is somebody kind of asking you to lower the bar? Don't do it. Just don't. It will always bite you in the ass. I've tested it more than enough times. I've seen clients test it more than enough times. I do not recommend doing it, even though I understand it can feel so tempting. But at the end of the day, we never feel nurtured. We will always still carry this lingering desire in our heart that deep down we want something else. Deep down we wish we would have gotten something else. And in a way, we are signaling to ourselves, to our subconscious, like, or well, yeah, whatever. Like, we are signaling to ourselves that we are not worthy of getting the exact thing that we want. And if this whole conversation was really inspiring to you, was really expanding to you, and you're like, holy shit, like, she's really talking about these things with such clarity and certainty, and I love it. I love that frequency. I want to let you know that I've created one of my favorite offers ever, like ever. I'm so excited about this being birthed into the world, because ultimately, these topics, what we just talked about, pricing, holding the price, all of the things, they're so related to the topic of money. And the topic of money is so related to how deep down we perceive ourselves, how deep down we feel, what we feel worthy of. And this shit goes really, really deep. And it's literally the biggest pleasure of my life to take this deep work and make it feel light, make it feel fun, make it feel playful almost, make it feel good, and really break down concepts that I feel like everyone is talking about, but like maybe in ways that are a bit harder to understand. Like, I know I've heard people talk about money for years. And I mean, of course, like, there's still so many things that are clicking for me now. And I'm sure this course will grow as I go. Yes, that way. But there's so many things where just at some point I was like, oh, so that's how they meant it. And I have noticed I'm really good in just breaking things down simply. I can explain the energetic side of things really well, but also show you examples of how that's like practically affecting your life and how to change it. And so if you want to really change your relationship with money and through that change your financial reality, do yourself the favor and check out The Moneymaker. I've poured my heart and soul into this program, and it feels really like something that's going to be sold for years and years and years and years. It truly, like, let me just say this right now, I get goosebumps. It feels like I was literally called from God to create this, to put this out into the world. I mean, you may know this is how I do business at this point. It's just like, I get the guidance, I get the calling, and we move. And I feel like this has been lingering inside of me for so many years. And those of you who have followed me for so many years, you've seen the glow up, the inner glow up, the external glow up. You've seen the money come in bigger amounts than ever. And it honestly feels like my duty to share my lessons, my learnings, the principle I've seen working in the back end, like the mechanics behind it all. And yeah, I have put like everything I've got into this. I cannot wait to see the global impact that this is going to have. It's just, yeah, I'm just so excited, honestly. By the way, this is how we want to feel about what we're selling, little sales lesson on the side. But yeah, please do yourself the favor and check this out. If you feel like it's time for you to really finally change your financial reality, whether that's the amount of money you're calling in or it's the how of how you call in the money, because at the end of the day, I call this the feminine way of making money. And this is not just about hustling your way to the money. It's actually quite the opposite. It's not that at all. It's about really making money based on the feminine principles, making money based on embodied feminine energy. But don't worry, like I said, this is not some fluffy woo-woo spiritual stuff. I really always break it down practically as well and give you examples. So yeah, if that's something that you feel is meant for you, if you feel like you're being called to enter your season of wealth, of easy cash flow, of having fun with money, feeling good about money, feeling positive, and just solid with money, then it'd be my honor to guide you, to have you, to support you. And I'm going to leave it at that. I'm wishing you a beautiful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you in the next episode. Bye.
If you enjoy this podcast and you feel like this message needs to reach more people, please send this episode or this podcast to a loved one or share it within your own community. Oh, and don't forget to give this podcast a 5-star review, because that helps us reach more people over this platform as well. Thank you so much.